When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10 times points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards? A free flight? A room upgrade? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet. Finance smarter.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
We're on the radio from 1 till 4. Then after 4, if you miss stuff, John and Ken On Demand, the podcast. We were just talking about, we have the clip of it. This is good. Vivek Ramaswamy was talking about climate change with that old hack, Andrea Mitchell on MSNBC, where she started prattling about climate change causing all this death in America. So listen to what he did to her.
Talk about the hurricane that is now approaching. You've called climate change and that agenda a hoax. You said more people are dying from bad climate change policies than there are of actual climate change. But according to a UN agency, extreme weather events compounded by climate change caused the death of 2 million people between 1970 and 2021. Can you offer a shred of evidence that more than 2 million people died from converting to clean energy?
I can offer clear evidence that the number of climate disaster-related deaths is down by 98% over the last century. The number of people who died of hurricanes, tornadoes, heat waves, and other weather-related events in 1920, for every 100 that died then, 2 die today. And the reason why is more plentiful, abundant access to fossil fuels and technology powered by fossil fuels. I can also tell you today, it is a hard fact. None of these things are disputed. 8 times as many people die of cold temperatures than die of warm ones. The right answer to all temperature-related deaths is more plentiful, abundant access to fossil fuels. The Earth is covered by more green surface area today than it was half a century or a century ago because carbon dioxide is plant food. And carbon dioxide as a percentage of the atmosphere is still at a relative low through human history. Those are hard facts. And I think we have to acknowledge those facts when having this debate.
Well, there's a hard fact of the hurricane that is now approaching. The mayor, a three-generation St. Petersburg resident, says he's never seen anything like this, the ocean warming. But let me move on to some...
Andrea, may I respectfully offer a response to that? And I mean this with due respect. If someone on the other side were an uneducated person from Arkansas who didn't go to college and offered one weather event as an N of one anecdote to help support a theory of global climate change, you'd laugh off the stage as a rube for saying they don't follow data. The same shoe has to fit the other foot. Follow the actual data.
I'm not talking about one person's opinion. We talked to professors, academics.
You literally just quoted one person's opinion with due respect. That's exactly what you just quoted. And I think that's what's driving this kind of false narrative as opposed to the facts that I'm citing.
Well, and Dr. Michael Mann, whom we interview often, and other professionals.
They did rattle her. At one point, she said, the hurricane is approaching the mayor. She was going to quote a mayor in Florida, but she kind of got a little unraveled.
Wow.
However, though, is he saying that fossil fuels are saving lives in terms
yes,
of
because,
climate? Because of air conditioning? Or what is he saying?
Air conditioning would be one thing. How about now, when there's a hurricane coming, everybody can jump in their car and get out of the way?
I didn't think of that.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff.
Or get on a carbon spewing plane.
I mean, everything we have either runs on fossil fuels or is made with some form of fossil fuels. Everything plastic comes out of fossil fuels.
I haven't really heard
fuels.
Him much. He is a nonstop barreling train, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
With all due respect,
you're a moron.
Which means no respect, you right. jerk. Right. Whenever people say that, I take it to mean, with all due respect. And
most of these journalists just prattle the talking points. They don't really have the intellect or have done the research to have a lot of detail and nuance with their argument.
Yeah, but the thing is, he went back a century. I mean, you could make that argument with many things about life today. Obviously, people are living longer and things are better from every perspective than
right.
looking back 100 years.
But all that's powered
she by... She was trying to say in the last 30 or 40 years, there's been more of these climate-related
but
deaths. That's what I think she was
How
saying.
Much of that is people building in places they shouldn't build? All these places, like California, you go back 50 years ago in California, and it was a lot more sparsely populated. The U.S. population has doubled since 1967. It's doubled. Well, and a lot of people have gone built on the coasts. So, of course, when you have weather events coming off the water, it's going to affect more people than it would have in 1967.
Yeah.
You know, it's just much more complex than these stupid sound bites and bumper sticker slogans. Because the whole climate change thing is about setting up one of these fake industries. It's like the homeless industry. It's another industry, and there's people attached, and they want money. So in order to get access to the money, our tax money, you have to create some kind of hysteria. You know, you scare them, and then you charge them. You whip them up into a frenzy over the latest frightening issue of the week. And then it's like, you know, we know how we can solve that. Why don't you just divert some of your paycheck to our ideas? And that's what much of this global warming industry is about.
Apparently, the heavily indicted Trump made a comment the other day that Vivek might be a VP candidate for him. He's open to it.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, he
sounds like quite the debater.
I think everybody's found him really hard to talk to and debate on a stage. You know, I you know what, it's funny, who did I say there's a clip going around of him taking on Al Sharpton when he was 18 years old.
Oh yeah, I saw that story. I didn't watch the clip though.
Yeah, challenging Al Sharpton, why should we trust somebody who has no experience in politics? And they're trying to use that against Vivek here because he has no experience in politics, so why should we trust you? But you could see he was just born this way. You know, he's just got an unusual brain.
All right. When we return, we're going to talk about dippity-doo. Gavin Newsom, of course, is positioning himself to be your president, whether it's next year or 4 years, 5 years. So he's got a little problem with his old stomping ground, San Francisco. In fact, he did an interview with Politico where he said, "I still feel like I'm mayor there. I almost feel like the Godfather movie. They keep dragging me back in." But he has inserted himself in a legal situation in San Francisco concerning clearing the homeless encampments. He's on the side of the mayor. They want to clear the encampments, but a judge has stopped them from doing it. And now the Ninth Circuit's looking at the case. We'll talk about all this when we come back. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We love to hear from you. We do it through the voice line. So leave a message using the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, or call that toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886.
Apparently, we have a lot of contestants already for the Moist
Contestants?
Line. Yes.
You're calling them contestants?
Well,
is this a game show?
It is a competition to see who gets on. Many
Sometimes
people...
Sometimes not, but yeah.
But this week, yes.
It will be very tough to make cuts this week.
Already? It's only Wednesday. There's a lot of calls, huh?
Yeah, there were a lot of calls by, like, Tuesday.
Wow. All right.
Is
anything
there
particular that's leading the pack of a subject?
Not really. Kind of
not
all
really.
Over the place.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is our first full week back in a while together, so maybe there's a lot of pent-up comment. I don't know. We go to San Francisco where they're, it's a little unusual when you have politicians, the mayor, London Breed, and even have Newsom involved in this. They want to clear homeless encampments. There was a judge who in December, we didn't follow this story, named Donna Rue, a federal judge, who said, no, you can't do that. Clearly, what happened was the activists went to court to try to stop the city of San Francisco from clearing homeless encampments, and the judge ruled on their side. What's happening now is that it's before a panel of judges on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. So we have Newsom getting involved in this story. He spoke to the San Francisco Chronicle, and he called it preposterous and inhumane that San Francisco officials cannot clear the homeless encampments. He said friends recently asked him to clean up a specific encampment near their home, and he said, you can't. And they reacted in disbelief. He says, because of this court order, which is preposterous and inhumane and incredibly frustrating. Now, we believe this is also part of Newsom positioning himself in the presidential race. He doesn't want to have this thrown around his neck that San Francisco's homeless problems date back to him.
He's been the governor for 5 years, lieutenant governor for eight. He was the mayor for 8 years. So if there's a homeless issue, it's his fault. He's largely the reason, because he's had so much power over San Francisco and the state for so long.
Right.
So, and I don't remember him squawking about it until now. Newsom claimed he was so mad, I was literally talking about putting up a big sign with the judge's phone number on it saying, call the judge.
Oh.
We want to clean this up too. Yes, we're aware. Yes, we see what you see. And that was over his friend's encampment. But he said eventually a federal appeals court sided with the state and allowed officials to clear the encampment, but it was delayed for months. That was the encampment that was along Interstate 80. And that was the one that they built underneath the ramps.
Yeah.
And the interstate itself.
Right.
Near they Berkeley believe and Amityville.
It's dangerous to drivers and the campers because it's too close to the road.
Right. So they had to go to federal court to get that.
Because the activists haul out the usual arguments. There's not enough shelter for these people, and their stuff gets thrown away without their permission. Medications, important family pictures and letters, and they have this whole list of things, and bought it.
The mistake is made as soon as you let them squat down there. Some judges give them a right to the property that they're squatting on. So what you do is, as soon as somebody squats, you say, you got to move along. Got to move along. Before they get the attorney, the ACLU, some fake homeless organization, before they put their medications down or their dog or any of their possessions, as soon as they sit on the ground, it's like, sorry, get moving. They should have cops circulating around and around and around all the time, keeping people moving. What was the old thing in movies, right? You have a beat cop, and he'd be swinging his club. He goes, move along, move along, move. You know, that was an old, like, stereotype character, but it worked.
Well, my father called it the bum's rush. That was the expression for it. You give him the bum's rush.
Yeah, because the crime was called loitering. Right. You're standing around doing nothing. You have no purpose. That's loitering. Can't do that on a public street.
No. Well, it says here a San Francisco mayor in 2010 Newsom campaigned for a law prohibiting sitting or lying on sidewalks, which voters passed. And, of course, he's been talking a lot about cleaning up the encampments. Remember, he said a few months ago that it's awful, it's terrible. And, of course, the argument that's made in London Breed is saying that it's inhumane to allow people to live in these encampments because they're disgusting. They're probably full of disease. But I like the way the activists even threw an arm and a leg, that in some cases they're removing prosthetic limbs without permission from the encampment. That's a good one. Along with medication, cell phones,
those,
ID.
Those are the fake hysterical arguments that activist organizations make, because it makes for a snappy headline, and the news site gets clicks. Did you hear? They're throwing away the prosthetic limbs of the homeless. It's like, no, stop it. They're not doing that. Okay.
So what we have is a panel of Ninth Circuit judges who may uphold this judge's decision from December, or they could overturn it. That's what we're waiting to hear. In fact, there was arguments made today in court. And a lawyer for San Francisco told this panel that this judge is ignoring the terrible conditions in San Francisco, that they need to do something to clean up these encampments.
Do the people who live in a city and finance a city have the right to have a certain environment in a city? I don't understand the imbalance of rights here. How could the rights be all in position? The superseding right is among those who do nothing all day, who just inject poison into their system so they can't function, and they have more rights than people who actually work and have families and own property and earn money and pay big taxes. I don't understand that. Part of the thing about being a citizen is you have responsibilities. You have to contribute to the common good. Your obligation is to yourself and your family and not be a burden on everyone else. That's part of the deal. So you take the people who have violated the deal, who don't take the responsibility, who F up their brains with all the poison out there, and now it's my problem. Not only I have to pay for it, I have to pay for all their services, but they don't have to move, and they just could take a dump on my sidewalk? I don't understand that.
The world is upside down. All right, when we return, we're going to bring it back to L.A. We've talked already recently about a ballot measure coming up next year for L.A. voters that would force the hotels to take in the homeless if they have vacant rooms. Well, there's been a response in a new ad telling you to vote no against that. We'll talk about it next. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the radio from 1 until 4, and then after 4 o'clock, you know what to do. You go to the iHeart app, And listen to John and Ken On Demand. That's the podcast. And this keeps you from being lonely throughout the day and night.
Last week, we did an interview with a representative from a hotel organization. And, of course, the big story here for voters in Los Angeles next spring is going to be a ballot measure. It's hard to believe, but it's going to be on the ballot to force hotels to take in the vagrants. If they have to report every day if they have vacancies, and that might mean they're taking in the vagrants. It might depend on the rates and how many vagrants are nearby, but that's the gist of it. Oh, there's also a tax, too. I think it's a 7% tax they're going to put too, for homeless housing. It's hard to believe this got there because the Union for the Hotel Workers, which is called Local 11, they're the ones that got it on the ballot. They collected enough signatures. They took it to the city council. The city council threw up their hands and just said, all right, we'll just put it on the ballot ourselves. And that's what's going to happen. So we have the first TV ad to play for you from the opposition. It is a group that apparently calls itself the Center for Union Facts. It's a nonprofit that it says advocates for transparency and accountability in the U.S. labor movement.
Ah, now, good luck with that.
I know, there is none. But anyway, it's nice to know that there are organizations out there that counter the ridiculous over-the-top unions that control too many politicians, particularly here in California. So let's listen to the ad. It's about homeless hotels. Here we go.
Los Angeles Hotel Workers Union, Unite Here Local 11, wants to turn hotels into homeless shelters.
There's some change.
The union's idea would force hotels to provide rooms to the homeless, putting tourists and paying guests at risk, and exposing hotel employees to hazardous situations.
Hungry?
It would be funny if it wasn't so scary. Learn more at homelesshotels.com.
That's a good website name, homelesshotels.com. It's easy to remember, although you and I won't call them homeless anymore. They're vagrants.
No, all the hotels in Los Angeles will become homeless hotels.
Everything. Very possibly, right.
Because they're going to be forced every day to give a report to the city on how many rooms they have available that evening.
Right. There'll be some bureaucrat who takes the information and then looks at the list of vagrants and looks at the price that they'd have to pay, and then could send some people their way.
They've had this Project Room Key for a few years, and
yeah, that's what they said inspired the union to push for this.
Right? Yeah, and
that was dopey Gavin Newsom's.
Yeah, it's another stupid idea from Mr. Wannabe President, and so they list here this organization. The risks that hotel workers are exposed to, such as homeless illness and bodily fluids.
Well, look what happened in San Francisco. Remember those damage stories? Mm-hmm. The San Francisco had to pay several hotels in San Francisco millions of dollars for the damage cost of their hotels because of this hotel housing thing.
Because when these crazy people take their drugs, it makes them destroy their room. They destroy the furniture, the walls, you name it. They start unloading their bodily emissions all over the place. Now, imagine you're a private owner of a hotel, and now you're forced by the government to take in crazy people who are going to begin to defecate all over your rooms. And then
I got to believe that if you took a survey of East Coast people and Midwest people who are planning to come to L.A. to, I don't know, go see Hollywood, or you told them that the hotels there might include homeless people because there's an ordinance that makes them take them in, they're not going to come, or they're not going to stay in L.A. They're going to take a hotel just outside of L.A.
There's a report that one hotel became so disgusting that human feces were found in the hotel's hallway, urine, vomit, needles, and glass.
I believe it.
Hundreds of room key participants. These are the vagrants, were removed from three hotels for criminal activity and noncompliance. According to the Sacramento Bee, 49 vagrants in L.A. died.
Oh, the room key people?
Yes. 8 deaths at just one hotel.
Oh, I'd like to know which one that was.
Yes, the hotel death. Wow. And
I wonder if that's one of the ones that the city is acquiring to put the homeless in, one of the hotels that probably wasn't doing well before the pandemic and just put the homeless in there and now they want to buy it.
New York has tried this. Calls to police at a New York homeless hotel increased by 150% in a single year. 2 sex offenders were found at one New York hotel. including somebody on the most wanted list and a convicted killer staying at the Sheraton in New York.
Who the attacked, Sheraton?
Yes, who attacked an elderly woman in broad daylight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so this is what you're going to bring to every hotel in Los Angeles?
The added complication in New York is that they're putting the migrants in the hotels, too.
Now, yes!
Because the city of New York has a right to shelter law. So that would include the migrants who are living on the streets, along with the regular homeless.
All these,
they've got like a compounded problem there.
In a way, this is a great era. Because every stupid progressive wet dream is failing all at the same time.
Yeah, at the same time. All, it's great.
We've hit critical mass of stupid progressive ideas.
Even Gavin Newsom is yelling to clear the encampments,
yeah,
right?
He's yelling, and the mayor of New York is yelling, and the mayor of New York is screaming at the governor of New York because, you know, they declared themselves sanctuaries for the illegal aliens.
Right.
And they
so apparently what the mayor has been doing is sending some of the migrants into the suburbs. And the governor's saying, these counties don't have a right to shelter law like New York does. You can't push them there.
Isn't this great?
They're sent from Texas to New York, and then New York sends them to the suburbs of New York City. Right?
It was all their stupid rhetoric. It was all their virtue signaling. And everybody said, well, practically, how does that work? Bah, 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 bah. Well, practically, it doesn't work. You end up with complete chaos. Boy, you better vote this. We don't have a proposition number yet for this thing. But when
I think it's March, though.
Yeah.
It's coming faster than you think, but I don't think there's a number yet for it on the ballot. But again, yeah, it's a big no. You're not going to force the hotels in L.A. to take in the homeless. That's absurd and shows the ridiculous power of the union. Johnny Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Live everywhere on the iHeart 88.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, she laughs.
Okay.
Really?
What was that word you were trying to come up with last hour?
Okay, we're going to...
Figuratively. I said
figuratively,
you're pulling a Deborah Marr.
Okay, Eric, because of that laugh, I want to get together a montage. Am I drunk? of all her stumbles and bumbles. We'll set aside an hour for them.
I was going to say, that might be a lot.
An hour?
The best of Deborah Marr.
I can play that Monday for you guys when you guys are off.
It would be the whole show, yeah.
Ha, 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 ha.
Nah, not so funny now, huh?
Oh,
you laugh
yeah.
at John's mistake, but your mistake, no.
You know what? I can laugh at myself, too, you know? I'm not perfect. Believe it or not, Ken.
Well, she's not perfect. Everybody thinks you're perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly.
Sure.
Come on, moist line people.
That's all,
is she perfect?
That's all people talk about. Can you believe how perfect she is?
Oh, yeah. Your listeners love me. Yeah. All of them. Right, Ken?
I occasionally send Deborah Marks some critical emails.
Yeah.
There's some complimentary ones, too, though.
Yes, there are.
He's cruel that way.
Right.
Hey, look at what this person said about you.
Ken sends some nice ones as well.
Yeah, I do. I send all of them just because I'd love to pick on you, either positively or negatively. And I know you love the attention.
Oh, yeah. I'm an attention whore, I guess.
Well, it took the Washington Free Beacon, freebeacon.com, to do something that we talked about last week. These people who have been involved in these flash mob robberies, who the hell are they? And have they been nabbed for robberies before and just thrown right back out on the street? Well, they found at least one. A woman accused, remember that flash mob robbery at the Nordstrom's in Topanga?
Yes.
That made big news?
It's Deborah's Nordstrom's.
That is.
It is.
A woman by the name of Ziona Janea Famoso was arrested for being involved in that August 12th smash and grab. And it turns out just days before that, August 8th, she was arrested and charged with felony theft after she allegedly took part in two other organized retail robberies. Released on her own recognizance on August 11th, there she was the next day to be part of the flash mob to rob the Nordstrom.
So August 8th, she had stolen.
They arrest her. Well, they arrest her on August 8th, right?
Right, but she's charged with felony theft, so it's a felony, okay? Because Karen Bascone was trying to say, well, you know, we can't confuse misdemeanors with felonies here. These are felonies she committed, and it was no bail.
No bail.
No bail. And she had done it twice. She took part in two robberies.
Right. So she just went right back out there and got herself part of a mob to commit another robbery.
And this,
how about that?
This is...
It says here she's not the only Nordstrom Heist suspect with a long rap sheet. Three other defendants in the case have prior felony arrests, and all three have been released on cashless bail in the past.
Why is this in the Washington Free Beacon? You know something? There is a news blackout. I don't know if it's a formal agreement, but all the media outlets here in Los Angeles will not publish this stuff. It's not
because
in the
that doesn't fit what they believe is really happening, which is BS. That criminal justice reform is working. Don't print the negative.
If the Free Beacon knows this in Washington, then the LA Times does, and the LA Daily News does, and channels 2, 4, 7, 5, 9, 11, 13, they all know, right? Everybody knows.
Eric Saadal, who, by the way, is running to replace Gascon, we just had him on the other day, he said, John, it's the policy not just for misdemeanors, but lower level felonies. So that's why the woman who was charged with felonies, but they're considered lower level felonies.
Okay. So Karen Bascone, she doesn't talk about this either. Bascone and Gascone, they didn't tell us that now felonies, you get released immediately, no cash bail. Well, no wonder these people are, no wonder this smash and grab robberies day after day, week after week. There was another one in Pasadena yesterday, right?
And so Famoso now has been charged by the California Attorney General with a bunch of felonies. Her bail is at $1 million.
So
I think they realized that we better do something with this woman this time or else this story is going to get too big.
Well, Rob Bonta is another left-wing nut, but Newsom is running for president. And he's got this smash and grab making international headlines. So somebody's got to put a stop to it. Gascon will not. Nobody, the LA City Council, none of the LA County supervisors, Bascon won't stop.
Right.
What's going on? Everybody's in agreement that you let felons get out of jail with no bail.
And her BS that we played yesterday from her appearance on The Issue is, or I guess we played it on Monday, that it's about the profits. That's why people are stealing. There's always been profits in stealing stuff and selling it.
Yeah. It's the second.
Honestly.
That's right.
That was a dodge answer.
No, it's BS. Because the first time they try to grab the profits, that's where you put them in prison. And there is no second time. But if you let them out with no bail, then the second time happens the next day. The third time happens the day after that. I mean, look at this. It was 3 days between two robberies for Famoso on August 8th and then August 11th, part of the Nordstrom mob.
Yeah.
Wow. And this is entirely Gascon. This didn't go on before the Gascon era.
All right. When we come back, we like to update you on important things, and we're going to do that. State Senator Shannon Grove will be our guest, the Republican. She has a bill called Senate Bill 14. You remember all the time we spent on this a couple of months ago? That's the one that would simply make sex trafficking a serious crime under California law, making the crime a strike under our three strikes law. We covered this saga. There were public safety committee members, Democrats, who all opposed it. Eventually, they relented and let the bill go forward. Well, we're going to get the update as to what's happened to it because it's not gone to the governor yet. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Deborah Mark live, the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait.
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.